The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Daniel chapter 5. Now in order to keep this thing compressed, I'm not going to read all of those verses, but I am going to read starting at the 18th verse. I'm going to read verses 18 through 21. Daniel chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. And this morning, I'm going to be reading from the Contemporary English Version, CEV, or the Contemporary English Version. Once again, I want to assure anybody who is a traditional King James, a New King James translation reader, I declare I am in the Word of God. Amen. Starting at verse 18, it says, "Sir, the Most High God made your father a great and powerful man and brought him much honor and glory. God did such great things for him that people of all nations and races shook with fear. Your father had the power of life or death over everyone, and he could honor or ruin anyone he chose. But when he became proud and stubborn, his glorious kingdom was taken from him. His mind became like that of an animal. He was forced to stay away from people and live with wild donkeys. Your father ate grass like an ox, and he slept outside where his body was soaked with dew. He was forced to do this until he learned that the Most High God rules all kingdoms on earth and chooses their king." Let me read that last part of verse 21 again. Talked about some condition of this man, and we're going to teach it in a minute. But it says he was forced to do this until he learned that the Most High God rules all kingdoms on earth and chooses their kings. So on this 24th day of May 2020, Memorial Day weekend, as now all 50 states are slowly beginning to open up again, yet still continuing efforts to try and prevent or at least continue to slow the spread, because it's still spreading, of this deadly coronavirus, with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, we want to consider the subject on this Memorial Day weekend 2020. A time for reflection and healing. A time for reflection and healing. Now let's get ready to hear the word. And since we're all in so many different places and we want to get on one accord, the same time and the sense in the same space of our minds and our hearts. So I want you to repeat that prayer that we repeat every week. Repeat this prayer after me. Father, open my eyes so I can see your truth. Open my ears so I can hear your voice. Open my mind so I can understand your word. And open my heart so that I may receive all that you have for me that is for me. In Jesus' name, amen. A time for reflection and healing. My brothers, my sisters, my friends, Memorial Day, perhaps more than any other holiday, was born of human necessity. For deep inside all of us lies a fundamental desire to make sense of life and our place in the world. What we've been given, what we'll do with what we've been given, and what we will pass on to the next generation is all part of the unfolding story, a continuum that links one soul to another. And yet, while the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic continues to dominate the news, with a reported near 5.3 million cases, total confirmed world cases, that is, 1.6 million plus being total confirmed cases in the U.S. alone, approaching a grim milestone of 100,000 total deaths just in the U.S. And even yet and still, even beyond the fear of getting sick, many are facing extreme economic stress, job uncertainty, worries about children and elderly parents, and other family pressures, including, for far too many, an increased risk of domestic violence and abuse. But even with all of that we're dealing with and fighting as a nation in relation to COVID-19, the biggest battle, my brothers and my sisters, that we as Americans are facing today is not the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Lord, help me to stand tall. No, I stand here today under the unction of the Holy Spirit to declare that the biggest battle we as Americans are facing is the battle for the very soul of our nation. We see it all around us every day. The erosion of our society has been a slow process over the years. Listen, this didn't just start 3.5 years ago. Come on, somebody. Even though we've seen it accelerate rapidly in just the past few years. But let me just say this before you jump to any conclusions, that it really doesn't matter whether there's a Democrat or a Republican in the Oval Office. For the position that we're in today is because of what we tolerated yesterday. And the position we'll be in tomorrow will be because of what we tolerate today. Don't you know that history has a way of repeating itself down through the centuries? For in Daniel's day, he saw a lot of what we're seeing today. But believe it or not, his situation was actually much worse. For the 5th chapter of Daniel describes the collapse of a culture. Speak, Holy Ghost. What I mean is they became so comfortable. They became so comfortable and they felt so secure within the confines of their strong walls. But they crumbled from within. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down, for what the Holy Spirit has shown me from this text and led me to share is that Babylon actually made 4 huge mistakes. I told you that history repeats itself. So if you're taking notes, write this down. Babylon made 4 huge mistakes. The first one is this. They lost all sense of remembrance. The second thing was they lost all sense of reality. I'm going to teach it. The third thing is they lost all sense of restraint. And finally, the fourth thing is they lost all sense of respect. I'll say it again. I said that the 4 huge mistakes that Babylon made here in the text is that, number one, they lost all sense of remembrance. 2, they lost all sense of reality. 3 was they lost all sense of restraint. And then finally, they lost all sense of respect. So on this Memorial Day 2020, my prayer is that we would be challenged to be a people of repentance, and that we would acknowledge that anything we do is vanity without the presence of the Holy Spirit, thus indeed making this time, this season that we're in, a time of reflection and healing. So let's pick up that first point. The danger of losing all sense of remembrance. Watch the text. Look at verses 18 through 23, the portion that we read. Here, King Belshazzar's problem was the same that many people have today. He had forgotten some of the valuable lessons from the past. Lessons like his predecessor, Nebuchadnezzar, had learned the hard way. Lessons like back over in Daniel chapter 4, verse 37, where the text says, those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. Most cases, you need to know this. Pride always comes before destruction. Daniel gives us an important insight when he challenges the king with the accusation. He says that you've lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. And that's what Belshazzar was doing back over in Daniel chapter 4, verse 30. He was boasting about himself. He picked up right where King Nebuchadnezzar had left off, As a matter of fact, verse 30 of chapter 4 says, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?" Listen, pride always leads to a fall. As a matter of fact, let me just give you what the scripture says. Proverbs 16 and 18 says, "Pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." Yes, back over in Daniel 4, verse 37, those who walk in pride, he, the big H, that talking about God, he is able to put down. Listen, America used to honor God unashamedly and openly. It's etched in the numerous monuments all over the nation's capital. It's carved in the granite on many governmental buildings. It's printed on our money or on our currency. Yes, there was a time when we credited God with our blessings and credited God with our successes and then turned to him for our trials and our losses. But today, just like Babylon, we seem to have lost a sense of remembrance. President Woodrow Wilson said it best, quote, "A nation that does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today or what it is trying to do. We are about a futile thing if we do not know where we come from or what we have been about," end quote. In many ways, I don't mean any harm, but I must tell the truth. In many ways, we as a people and certainly as a nation and a culture, we've forgotten our past. We've fallen a long way from where we once were. We've gotten so far off our founder's path that it's common to see federal courts repeatedly doing things as restricting manger scenes from city squares, forbidding people to pray in school, even forbidding us to even bring a Bible in school, removing the Ten Commandment displays from governmental buildings, etc., etc. Unfortunately, there are some sobering similarities between ancient Babylon and modern-day America. And just like Babylon, there's an expensive price to pay when a nation loses all sense of remembrance of who they are and where they've come from. Which brings me to my second point, the danger of losing all sense of reality. You didn't close your Bible, did you? Let's look at verse 1 of chapter 5, the danger of losing all sense of reality. In order to understand how the king had lost all sense of reality around him, we need to remember, teaching the text, that outside the city, outside of the city walls of Babylon, the Medes and the Persians surrounded the city. But inside, watch the text. The text says that Belshazzar is partying. Come on, somebody. The Babylonians thought that because of their history of dominance, teach Holy Ghost, and their strong walls, that they were invincible and indestructible. Their walls stretched for miles in circumference. But everywhere you look beyond the walls, hear me today, you could see the enemy surrounding the city. The problem is they didn't think that was a problem because why? After all, the walls were so high, the walls were so thick, they were impossible to penetrate. And they had at least a 22-year supply of rations on the inside. So what did Belshazzar do? Well, in essence, he lost all sense of reality. He threw a big old party. The text says that he invited thousands of guests when destruction was outside his door. Sister Stephanie, what's the lesson then that we need to learn from history? Well, here it is. When we begin to feel secure in our own strength, Danger is just on the other side of the wall. Many people today think that just because they've gotten away with something before, that they'll get away with it again. Teach, Holy Ghost. The king was too blind and too drunk on his own success to realize that the strength of a kingdom or the strength of an individual is never on the outside, but it's always on the inside. Babylon soon fell. Why? Because they had become corrupt on the inside with no more sense of remembrance or reality. Some people today foolishly think that somehow God needs America to carry out his plan on earth. I mean, after all, we've won all the world wars, the Cold War is over, and we seem to be the only real superpower still standing in the world today. But I believe that God is saying to us today something similar to what was said over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, where it says, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he also fall." Like those in ancient Babylon, we too think that we're invincible. Yet, while we've been toying with and cozying up to the world powers on the outside of our walls, partying and inviting thousands of guests when destruction was at our door, now, here in 2020, all the seven pillars of society, religion, family, government, business, education, media, arts, and entertainment. All seven, the pillars of society have been affected by the invisible enemy, the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. So I think now, my brothers and my sisters, more than ever, it's time. It's time for reflection, and it's time for healing, which means it's time for us to remember who we are and where we've come from. I think it's time for us to look at the reality, come on somebody, of what's going on around us and truly pray, God, forgive us. And then say, God, bless America. Which brings me to my third point. The danger of losing all sense of restraint. Watch the text. Look at verse 2 in chapter 5. The danger of losing all sense of restraint. When a nation or an individual loses all sense of remembrance, loses all sense of reality, they then soon begin to lose all sense of restraint. The Babylonians were too blind to see any connection. Hear me when I say this. I said the Babylonians were too blind to see any connection between moral decay and national decline. Does that sound familiar? Teach, Holy Ghost. This verse describes the picture of our nation. For just like Babylon, having been virtually given over to sexual permissiveness and perversions of all types. I don't even have enough time here today, come on somebody, to describe all of the various forms of sexual perversion that has bombarded our society through movies, television, media, the internet, music, books, magazines, etc. But I'll be honest, I don't believe I need to go any further with application at this point. Feeling like you know exactly, come on somebody, you know exactly what I mean and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Tell somebody, you know, yeah, you know, Don't ask them how they know, just say you know, come on somebody. Point I'm making is that much like the Babylonians, we've lost all sense of restraint. This brings me to my fourth and final point. the danger of losing all sense of respect. Watch the text. Now in verses 3 and 4 of Daniel 5, watch the text. Here we see the crumbling culture of Babylon. Nothing was sacred to them anymore. They had abandoned all absolutes. As a matter of fact, everything was all right. Nothing was wrong. Everything was right. There were no more restraints. And now there was no respect for anything that is sacred. As a matter of fact, it was party time in Babylon. Then I want you to watch this, because then an amazing thing happened. For in verse 5, the text says that the fingers of a man's hand, good God Almighty, appeared and wrote opposite the lamp on the plaster of the wall. Then in verse 6, the text says that the king sobered up, says that he turned pale, good God Almighty, says that his knees began to get wobbly and they began to knock against each other. Listen, in verse 13, and then in verse 13, as you read down through the text, guess who enters into the house? Daniel then enters into the banquet hall. Let me just take it. Let me just put a little, I'm not even going to put a whole quarter. Let me just put a little nickel in it right there. Come on, somebody. Because Daniel wasn't at the party, Felipe. No, Daniel wasn't at the party. Why wasn't Daniel at the party? Somebody talk to me. I'll tell you why. Because most people don't want the man of God around. Woo, Jesus. When the liquor is flowing, the music is bumping, and the people are jumping. Come on, somebody. Y'all didn't hear me up in here. But when the writing is on the wall, good God Almighty, when the crisis comes, they no longer want their drinking or their smoking buddies, but they're looking for somebody who can tell them what this means. Then as Daniel looked around, the shouting, the drinking, the smoking, and the dancing, and everything that everybody was doing, it had come to a halt. Everything stopped. Then it seemed a strange silence filled the banquet hall. People looked as if they were frozen in time. Scattered vessels were, the sacred vessels were scattered all over and around the tables. Daniel was the only one in the room who was calm. Do me a favor, tell somebody, stay calm. Stay calm, stay calm, stay calm. Because then he did what every preacher should do, whether man or woman, and no matter the denomination. Brother Brad, what the preacher did was he took God's word, and without fear or favor, he simply revealed to them what thus saith the Lord. As Daniel stands before them, before he interpreted the handwriting on the wall in true preacher form, good God Almighty, in true preacher form, he actually preached the sermon, Brother Aaron, and he preached it. Guess what? He had 3 points, good God Almighty. First, there was a word about power. He preached a word about power, and because in verse 18 and 19, he reminded Belshazzar that King Nebuchadnezzar's power came from God. The second point he made was a word about pride, because in verse 20, Daniel reminded them that Nebuchadnezzar lost his kingdom because of pride. But then the third point he made in verse 21, there was a word about punishment. King Nebuchadnezzar was punished until he came to realize that the Most High God rules all kingdoms on earth and chooses their kings. As a matter of fact, in case you're a Bible reader, that same point was made back over in Daniel chapter 4, verse 32, and here in chapter 5, verse 21. That the Most High God rules all kingdoms here on earth and chooses their kings. But then, verse 22, Daniel began to apply the text here in chapter 5. He says, you have not humbled yourself. Oh, Jesus, teach Holy Ghost. He says, you have not humbled yourself. Watch this. Although you knew all of this. In essence, in verse 22, Daniel is saying like this. He's saying, King Belshazzar, you knew all about the power, the pride, and the punishment. But sadly, you've lost all sense of remembrance, reality, restraint, and respect. And listen, when we forget those things, we become blind to the fact that, like Babylon, our problems are not primarily political. Mm-mm. Our problems are not primarily economic. No, ma'am. No, sir. Our problems are not even necessarily social. The decline of any nation stems from spiritual factors. I just said something. I'll say it again. I said, listen here, when you forget about all the stuff that we know better about, come on, somebody, when we become blind to the fact that, like Babylon, our problems are not political, our problems are not economic, our problems are not social. The decline of any nation stems from spiritual factors. What that means then is that everything else, I'll use the word, ooh, Jesus, everything else is just symptomatic. Mm-hmm. So as I get ready to close, as we get back to the banquet, the hall is silent. Verse 25 says that Daniel now reveals the handwriting on the wall. He says, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Parsin. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Parsin. These words reveal the three elements involved in the sinner's destruction. It's right there in the text. Verse 26 through 28. Mene means numbered. Tekel means weighed or weighted. Parsin means separated. In other words, put it together. Your days are numbered. Judgment is coming, and you will be separated from God for eternity. The ballroom is seen as a scene of fright and terror, but there was one person who stood peacefully. He wasn't scared. He wasn't concerned about his destiny. Why? Because he knew the one who had written on the wall. Fifth chapter of Daniel concludes with these words. Here it is. Verses 30 and 31. It says, that very night Belshazzar was slain, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom. You're taking notes, or if you highlight in your Bible, if you can highlight on your app, do me a favor, just underline that very night. That's it. That very night. While Babylon had parted with no sense of remembrance, no sense of reality, no sense of restraint, and no sense of respect, the armies of the Medes and the Persians diverted the Euphrates into swampland, and they marched right into the city through the dry riverbed under the city walls and took the city. You need to know, God's judgment is certain. There's not a wall high enough nor a wall thick enough to prevent a person or a nation from falling when God writes on the wall. Who knows how close we might be to our number being called? Who knows how close we might be to facing God's judgment? But one thing we can know for sure is which side we gonna be on when he separates the sheep from the goat. Listen, there's a last night for every nation, and there's a last night for every individual. And so in light of eternity, what is the kingdom of Babylon or any other nation compared to the kingdom that is forfeited by men and women without Christ? Our days are indeed numbered, and we need to have a sense of urgency in exchanging our own righteousness for the righteousness of Christ. And that only can come through the birth that is offered through salvation. So on this Memorial Day 2020, as we remember those who have given so much for the freedoms that we enjoy today, may we be reminded that in the words of Daniel, Daniel chapter 4, verse 32, and Daniel chapter 5, verse 21, that the Most High still rules over the affairs of men. So may we humble ourselves before Him. And yes, may God bless America as a nation, and may God bless this world that we all have to live in. A time for reflection and a time for healing. To God be the glory. To God be the praise.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.